Can't you just hold it for 5 minutes?
No, I can't. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Okay, we'll now call the meeting back to order. We'll go back to the ones that we have under advisement. We got one left open, one's tabled, and under advisement, the first one will be, what's it, 9904. And that is Georgetown Auto Sales. The gentleman's requesting for a private garage of more than 4 automobiles. He's got it for 6, and it's larger than the 900 square feet. And have we heard the testimony from him? He's been waived.
I guess one question I had is when he's asked if it was going to be for his personal use, he said right now it is. If that were to change and he were to use it for some commercial use, would there have to be a zoning change?
He has to have a conditional use.
But so he would have to go before planning.
Planning zoning.
Mm-hmm. How would that happen? In other words, would he have to? Would it be on him to come in and say, "Well, I want to change it now from personal use to commercial"?
No, it would be on the inspector in that area to say he's running a business out of there.
Okay, so the inspector would have
to police it.
You, Jeff, you could add a stipulation just to make it more forceful if you want. Sure. Just stipulate that it's limited to personal
use
and not a commercial venture.
Okay.
Then he would still have the option of coming in.
Yeah, same result. It just is a little bit more specific.
I think I think the error there was the if there was an error, we're not sure that it was issued not with the not saying, you know, that they can only have 4 bays.
Right. And he may have said that, you know.
They may have said that.
And he may have said he only went 4 and he got 6 though too, so it could go either.
He was given a permit to build a garage for 3,600 square foot. Right. And that's what he did.
Oh, okay then, yeah. Well, there's it right there. And there's your answer.
There's the inspector in the area.
Huh?
That's the inspector.
Inspector in that area. So it'll be 5, actually.
The other one's in Paris.
Gosh. But we'll not go there. So, all right, but there we are then. Does that answer your questions? Any further questions? Any further discussion? If not, Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would like to make a motion. We approve case number 9904 with one stipulation that it'd be for personal use.
Okay. Excuse me, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9904 with the following stipulations: that it'd be for personal use at this time only. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Case is approved. Next case under advice.